All right, so here's what I know about you. There's something missing in your business right now, right? There's something off, whether it's that you want more money, you want more time off, you want more flexibility, more freedom, you want to be more in your zone of genius, or you simply just want to feel better in your business. You know, you want to feel more fulfilled, you want to feel more abundant, less stressed out, more free, or maybe you want it all. And maybe you're just looking to go to the next level in your business. What's happening is that one of four things is off and might need a little bit of tweaking. Now, it could be one of those four things, or it could be all four. So let me explain a little bit more. So when I started my career, when I graduated from college, you know, I pretty quickly felt there was something off. But, you know, at the time, I couldn't have told you what, maybe that I lacked passion or purpose. So I started gathering resources and tools. I had a one-on-one coach. I worked through some pretty major resistance, and then finally, after a few years, decided to become an entrepreneur. At that point, I also devoured every resource too. I got high-level coach training, I got marketing training, I got a business coach, but something was still missing. You know, I wanted purpose, I wanted passion, I wanted fulfillment, I wanted money, I wanted creative and financial freedom. And I'll tell you, I could gather a resource for each. I could take a program, I could have a class, a course, a coach, but nothing was really tying them all together in a very clear step-by-step path. Nothing was really there to direct me towards all of the opportunities and steer clear of all the major distractions, mistakes, and giant potholes. So I created that resource for you to make sure that every step you take is not only leading you towards fulfillment, not only leading you towards more money, not only leading you towards creative and financial freedom, but all three, all the time. And here's how. All right, so every step that you take in your business, it should be moving you more and more towards all three of these things, not just one. But this is an iterative process. So you don't just wake up one day with all these things magically aligned, perfect, and in place. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but this is actually really good news, because what it means is that every step you take, every day, you get to enjoy your life and your business more and more. Every day, you get to feel a little bit more fulfilled. You get to have more money in your bank account, and you get to feel truly, creatively, and financially free. So here's the thing. In order to iterate, you have to know what to look for. You have to know what kind of feedback is a distraction and what kind of feedback is mission critical. So important. It's what I see people really get lost in. They take this kind of feedback and they just go down this path that is completely off their purpose, that is completely off what they really want to be doing with their work, because they've chosen to focus on the wrong kind of feedback. And so in this program, I've outlined the relevant feedback and which feedback is a distraction to just steer clear of. So I want to give you a brief overview now. We'll go in depth during the program. And of course, some of you will want to continue on after the program, going even deeper. And because some of these pieces, honestly, of feedback, they take a lifetime of mastery to discern the difference between distraction and critical. But you can start today. You can get a lot clearer. And so you're going to just move your business forward in a really significant way in all three of these areas, with some very little tweaks and some very little things that the awareness alone of what to look for and what kind of feedback to take in is just going to make huge shifts with very, very little. So, all right. So when things feel off in your business, or you simply want to go to the next level, these are the four pieces of feedback that you want to look out for. All right. So number one, I'm going to work into the most important piece of feedback last. So number one, if you notice that as you're creating your plan or as you're implementing your plan, you're feeling uninspired, unfulfilled, unengaged, a lack of curiosity, maybe you're feeling unmotivated to master your craft or just creatively unfulfilled, you want to check in and make sure that you're maximizing your time in your zone of genius. So feedback number one is looking at your zone of genius. And why is this important? Well,
This is where you're not only passionate and lit up about your work, loving your work life and feeling fully expressed, and you know, what's more important than that, but you also have more natural energy to pull from to be able to create, share, and give more. So this is really about day to day. Do I love the work? Do I love creating? Do I love learning about the area of expertise that I've chosen? Now, there's an important distinction here. So again, remember, it's about distinctions and nuances and about the feedback to pay attention to and the feedback to that is not to pay attention to. So for your zone of genius specifically, I did not say people. I didn't say clients, coworkers, colleagues. It's a different form of feedback that you want to look for. It's in a different category. But it's an important distinction. So when you're thinking about your zone of genius and the nuances that you're looking for to make sure that you're moving towards being more fulfilled, it's more about the work, it's more about the creating, it's more about the learning and the area of expertise that you've chosen. So you want to look out for the nuances of what you love doing day to day in your zone of genius. And there's a really important question that you're going to want to ask yourself, which is, do I dislike this or is this uncomfortable? We often misidentify this. So this is part of the mastery, is you're going to start to learn, you're going to start to look for the feedback of, am I misidentifying something that is that I dislike am I thinking that I dislike something, but really it's just uncomfortable. And so what'll happen is that if you're noticing that it's actually just uncomfortable, you're going to want to work with your mindset. But if it's something that you truly dislike, that's outside of your natural energy flow, you're going to notice the nuance and make a change. Now, this might be immediately, this might be over time, and there's a lot of ways to shift your work to do more of what you love and less of what you don't. I'm going to talk about that later in the program. Number two, if you're finding that you don't have as much money as you want or as much time as you want, you're going to want to look at the area of maximizing and mastering marketing. So you want to look for, you know, are you listening to what your clients value? Are you speaking a language they understand? Are you showing up as a leader and as an authority? Now, of course, if you know what to do and it isn't working, you're going to have to work with your mindset. However, if what you are doing is working and you want to make it even better, more effective, you want to look at where your marketing could use a boost. So remember that when you're thinking about marketing, the question that you're focused on, remember the nuance, the distinction, the kinds of feedback, the kinds of questions you're asking, it's really important. It's the difference between getting distracted and going off on the wrong path and staying focused and being in your purpose and doing work that you love and making money. So the question that you're focused on isn't, do people value this? Are people going to value this? That is the wrong question. The question you need to be asking yourself every day is, who values this? And you're looking for the overlap between your zone of genius and your highest and best use. You know, you're looking for the overlap between your zone of genius and the people that get the greatest return on investment the fastest by you being in that zone of genius. And then you're going to look to, you know, use the latest marketing tools and methods to be able to speak their language, capture their attention, and, you know, talk directly to them. All right. Number three, if you're realizing that you don't have as much time as you want, as much money as you want, or as much fulfillment as you want, you're going to want to look at maximizing delivery. So delivery means, and this is the third form of feedback, is delivery that you're going to be looking for. How do you serve your clients? So what happens when they say yes to working with you? And so if you're struggling with time, money, or fulfillment, there's an opportunity to streamline delivery. You can make asking yourself, how do I make my clients' results better, faster, easier, deeper, more sustainable, more lasting? And then, so the question you want to ask yourself is, how do I do this? Are there things that I can delegate, or do I need to go deeper into my expertise? Do I need to think it through, spend some time just thinking it through? Or do I need to get some additional training or mentoring? Do I need to be testing different things? So ultimately your delivery allows you to be primarily in your zone of genius, which means you're more fulfilled, but also you can charge higher rates because you're delivering even more excellent results for your clients. And from the time perspective, you're able to take, and time and money perspective, you're able to take more clients through because you streamline the process, or you can take less clients through and just raise the rates and make more money and have more time, right? So that's when you're looking at time, money, and fulfillment, You want to make sure that you're maximizing your delivery. Now, the fourth and final piece of feedback, and it is truly the most important of all pieces of feedback, the one that if you don't do this, none of the others are going to work, the one that if you're getting stuck and you find yourself tweaking and testing and getting frustrated and upset that you can't figure out your zone of genius or your marketing doesn't seem to be working even though you're doing everything quote-unquote right, or your delivery, it just isn't as effective or efficient or fulfilling as you want it to be. If more time, money, energy, fulfillment, financial freedom, independence, creative freedom, if you want to be able to make money on demand, if you want to be able to see, you know, something that you want to buy and know in your bones that you can easily and effortlessly create the money to purchase it, you have to master mindset, okay? Mindset, first and foremost, and really at the end of the day, to be able to create the fulfillment, the money, and ultimately the feeling of freedom and abundance is 100% mindset, 100%. And this is a lifetime of work and mastery, but we're going to start with the foundations in this program. So you have to take responsibility for who you're attracting as prospects and clients. What kind of abundance are you attracting? How do you feel at work? Do you feel stressed or relaxed? You have to take responsibility for your ability to perceive opportunities. That's all about mindset. And so you can learn to master this easily with time and commitment. So the biggest opportunity right now to start with is to start to notice, what am I creating right now? What are my patterns? And when you can see your patterns, you can begin to shift them for good. You know, you can even see patterns in your dreams and in visualizations. Now, this is really advanced, and I don't go into this with people who haven't been working with me for a while, but just know that that's the potential down the road, and it is incredibly powerful because clues are all around when you know where to look, right? The feedback is all around when you know where to look, and these are the kinds of feedback that you want to be paying attention to very specifically. So that you're moving in the direction of your calling, of your purpose, making more money, being more fulfilled, and not getting distracted. So this is the other important point about mindset, okay? This is about responsibility. It is not about blaming yourself or making yourself bad or wrong. It's just about telling yourself the truth so you can finally start to change. Here's my favorite analogy is this. You can't really control your mindset, but you have a responsibility to transform it. So it's the difference between if you want to go to the gym and lift 250 pounds, you have a responsibility to get to the gym and lift 5, and then lift 10, and then lift 20, and then lift 50 and 80 and all the way up to 250. Right? That's your responsibility, and the same is true of your mindset. So there's nothing wrong with you for not being able to lift 250 pounds, right? Blaming yourself is an ego trick. It's another distraction. And I'm telling you, it is so nuanced and interesting. There are so many ways that the ego distracts you, and blaming yourself is one of them. There's nothing wrong with you, because the thing is that blaming yourself, trying to fix yourself, heal yourself, whatever, that's really the ego's sneaky way of trying to keep you in your same place where you are right now. It's your comfort zone. It's your, even blaming yourself is comfort zone. Think about it. So if you really want to make changes, you don't want to give your comfort zone attention. Even the things you don't like about your comfort zone, right? What you want to give attention is creation. You want to give creation attention. And creation is also uncomfortable. So there's another nuance. It's like there are things that you don't like, but that are comfort zone. And you really don't want to give those things, you just don't need to. It's a distraction to give those things attention. So it's like you'd rather focus on creating something new and facing that discomfort. That's where the gold is. That is where you're going to go, really create something new versus giving a ton of attention to those comfort zone discomforts. Now, here's the thing is that the ego is going to push back when you hit the edge of your comfort zone, which is good. It means that you're moving in the right direction of creating something new. So resistance is an awesome sign. It means that you are on the edge of creating something new. So move towards the discomfort of creation, not comfort zone discomfort and blame and shame cycles that are just there to keep you stuck. So I'm going to be taking you through this step by step, but it is truly the biggest opportunity to create not only a business that you love, but a life that you love, and to truly live your unique purpose. And your purpose isn't your business, but you can express your purpose through your business. And the cool thing is when you know your purpose, When you know how to express it, you can express your purpose through your business, through money, through your family, through your friends, through a romantic partner, through community, through hobbies. And then you can truly make the impact that you desire and experience the genuine knowing in your body and that feeling of peace and abundance and true financial freedom that you've been craving. So I can't wait to take you through the program. Keep me posted if you have any questions. See you soon. Bye.